All right, so you guys sent us something pretty heavy to unpack this time. Cervical cancer, we've got this New York Post article. It's got some, you know, facts of expert advice. And it brings up some serious questions. And we're not going to, like, you know, sugarcoat it or anything. But the American Cancer Society, they're predicting almost 13,400 new cases just this year alone.
Yeah, it is a pretty sobering statistic. But you know, here's the thing. With the right knowledge, cervical cancer can often be preventable.
Oh, okay.
And even when it is diagnosed, if it's caught early, the 5-year survival rate is over 90%.
Wow.
That's why we're here today, to dive into the facts so you can be proactive about your health.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah.
When we say cervical cancer, like, what exactly are we talking about?
Right.
I think it'd be helpful to just understand where it originates in the body.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So it all starts with the cervix, which is essentially the gateway between the vagina and the uterus.
Oh.
And cervical cancer develops when the cells in this area start to grow abnormally.
Got it. And this article mentions HPV a lot. What's the connection between HPV and cervical cancer?
Well, that's a key point. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is actually the main cause of cervical cancer.
Okay.
The good news is that there are many types of HPV, and not all of them are high risk.
So with all these, like, different types of HPV going around,
right,
how can someone know if they're at risk? Like, what should we be looking out for?
That's where knowing the warning signs becomes so important. And this article quotes Dr. Fidel Vallea.
Okay.
He's a leading expert in gynecologic oncology.
Okay.
And he outlines 3 major red flags.
Okay, let's hear them. What should we be paying attention to?
The first one is irregular bleeding.
Okay.
So that means any bleeding outside of your normal menstrual cycle.
Okay.
And it can be especially concerning if you experience bleeding after sex or after menopause.
Okay.
Even small amounts of blood could be a sign that something's off.
I see. So any bleeding that seems unusual should be checked out, even if it doesn't seem like a big deal.
Exactly.
What's the next warning sign?
The second one is persistent pelvic pain. And we're not just talking about the everyday aches and pains that we all experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pain that persists for weeks or even months. And it's directly in the area where the cervix is located.
Okay. I imagine consistent pain like that is a pretty clear signal that something's wrong.
Right.
What's the final red flag we should watch out for?
The last one is abnormal vaginal discharge.
Okay.
And this means a discharge that's different from your usual discharge in terms of color, consistency, or odor.
Okay.
The article specifically mentioned a foul-smelling discharge, which can definitely be a cause for concern.
Right. So irregular bleeding, persistent pelvic pain, and abnormal discharge.
Yes.
Those are some serious things to keep in mind. It's a little heavy, but knowing this could be life-saving.
Absolutely.
But on a more positive note, the article also talks about lowering our risk, right?
Absolutely. And that's where things get empowering.
Okay.
Because there are several proactive measures we can take to protect ourselves.
Okay. So let's shift gears. Tell us what we can do to stay ahead of this.
One of the most effective ways to prevent cervical cancer is through the HPV vaccine.
Okay.
The CDC recommends that everyone, regardless of gender, gets vaccinated between the ages of 11 and 12, ideally.
What if someone missed that window?
Yeah.
Is it too late for them?
Not at all. You can still get vaccinated up to the age of 45.
Oh, okay.
It's never too late to add that extra layer of protection.
That's good to hear. What else can we do?
Another crucial step is getting regular PAP and HPV tests.
Mm-hmm.
These tests can actually detect precancerous changes in the cervix, allowing for early treatment and potentially preventing cancer from developing in the first place.
Okay.
Remember that high survival rate we talked about?
Yeah.
Early detection plays a huge role in that.
So it's like catching it early before it has a chance to become a bigger problem.
Exactly. That's why those regular screenings are so crucial.
Gotcha.
They give doctors a window of opportunity to intervene early and prevent the disease from progressing. And we're talking about a simple procedure that has revolutionized our approach to cervical cancer. Think about the impact that kind of early detection has had,
yeah,
not just for this disease, but across healthcare in general.
It really makes you think about the power of preventative care. Doesn't it? Catching things early can make all the difference.
For sure.
So we've got the HPV vaccine and regular screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any lifestyle changes that can make a difference?
Absolutely. Quitting smoking are a big one.
Okay.
Smoking significantly increases your risk of cervical cancer.
And what about safer sex practices? Do they play a role?
Of course, using condoms consistently can help reduce the risk of HPV transmission.
That makes sense. This article seems to focus primarily on women,
mm-hmm,
but men can carry and transmit HPV. So do they have a role to play in prevention too?
That's a really important point, and it highlights how sexual health is something we need to think about collaboratively. Men absolutely have a role to play by getting vaccinated, practicing safer sex, and encouraging their partners to get regular screenings.
Right.
They can actively contribute to reducing the incidence of cervical cancer.
So even though this is a disease that primarily affects women, preventing it
Yeah.
is really a team effort.
Precisely. Cervical cancer prevention is not just a women's health issue. It's a public health issue that requires awareness and action from everyone. It really is, a shared responsibility. And it's fascinating to see how medical advancements are constantly, improving our ability to detect and treat this disease. The article specifically mentioned the Pap test as one of the most effective cancer prevention tools we have.
Yeah, that caught my attention too. What makes the Pap test so special?
Well, it's remarkable for its simplicity and effectiveness. It's a quick and relatively painless procedure where a doctor collects cells from the cervix to examine them for any abnormalities. The beauty of it is that it can detect precancerous changes even before they develop into full-blown cancer.
That's incredible. It seems like such a straightforward procedure, but it has the potential to be truly life-saving. Do you have any stories from your own practice that highlight its impact?
I do actually. I had a patient a few years back who came in for her routine Pap test. She was in her early 30s, healthy, no symptoms, never would have guessed anything was wrong. But the test picked up some abnormal cells, and further investigation revealed precancerous changes. We were able to intervene early with a minimally invasive procedure, and she's been cancer-free ever since. That's the power of early detection.
Wow, that's a powerful reminder of why these screenings are so important. They really can catch things before they become major problems.
Exactly. And think about the ripple effect that early intervention not only saved her life, but also prevented potential heartache and disruption for her family and loved ones. It's about so much more than just treating the disease. It's about protecting lives and preserving quality of life.
Okay, so to recap what we've learned today, we've taken a deep dive into understanding cervical cancer. We talked about its connection to HPV, the warning signs to watch out for, and the powerful preventative measures we can take.
We also highlighted the critical role of the HPV vaccine, regular screenings, and healthy lifestyle choices in reducing the risk of this disease.
It's really encouraging to know that we're not powerless against cervical cancer. We have the tools and knowledge to take control of our health and make a real difference.
Exactly. And knowledge is the first step. By understanding the risks, the warning signs, and the preventative measures, we can make informed decisions about our health and encourage others to do the same.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one message you want our listener to take away from our conversation today?
I'd say it's the cervical cancer is a serious disease, but it's often preventable and highly treatable when detected early.
Yeah, it's a message of hope, really,
It is.
that by being proactive, by staying informed, we can really, dramatically reduce our risk and protect our health. That's powerful stuff. And, it strikes me that this conversation has implications beyond just cervical cancer. We've talked about, the HPV vaccine, regular screenings, the power of early detection. These are all principles that apply to so many aspects of our well-being.
You're absolutely right. This deep dive has been about cervical cancer, but the takeaways are much broader. It's about empowering ourselves to take charge of our health, being informed advocates for our own well-being, and understanding that knowledge is one of the most powerful tools we have.
Yeah, it's about shifting from a mindset of fear to a mindset of action.
Exactly.
And that's something we can all do no matter what health challenges we might be facing.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and for reminding us that we have more control over our health than we often realize.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, if you have any concerns about your health, don't hesitate to reach out to your doctor. They're your best resource for personalized advice and guidance.
Couldn't agree more. And to our listener, if you found this deep dive helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Let's spread the word about the importance of cervical cancer prevention and empower each other to prioritize our health.
Sharing knowledge is one of the most powerful things we can do to support one another.
Beautifully said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay well.